And welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another anime review. This time around, we're going to be talking about the reincarnation of the strongest exorcist in another world. So once again, it's time to talk about another isekai, another world series. And if you enjoy your OP characters, you're gonna get one with the introduction of But anyways, this dude, man. Once again, he's an interesting protag. A little just small breakdown of his character. So his reincarnation, basically, he kind of forces it upon himself after in his world, his original world, he is betrayed by his government, his people, for being too OP over there. And, you know, the government's like, yeah, he has a little too much, so we need to send his best students to murder him, basically. And he gets betrayed, and so he forces himself to get reincarnated, shows up in another world, and regain his memory, your classic isekai, in a world with magic. And he does not have magic, but he still has his exorcist abilities, which basically makes him still strong. And so this dude, who in a magical world, who has no magic but still has his exorcist abilities, still becomes the strongest, apparently. But he does not want to get basically fucked over again, and so he's gonna try to lay low, try to find some other people to kind of like boost, to make them stronger, to kind of hide his own ability, and just kind of play like on the low end. And yes, it's kind of the basic plot, because along the way you get these stories where you get the increasing number of characters, where you get like the hero character, like the classic slave character, like another OP character, and kind of he gets a you can call them a harem of girls around him. Which he, for him alone, his character is basically, he just doesn't want to get fucked over again, and he just wants to lay low and just kind of live his life, you know, to the best of ability. But he's a little too kind, too much of a kind soul. But boy, dude, if you fuck with him, he will mess you up. That's where you get his OP abilities. Because boy, do they have so much when it comes to, it better be Seki. Or is it? Oh my god, I literally said his name a few times. Saika? I think it's Saika. Seike. I'm screwing his name right now, but it's probably gonna, you know what? Give me a second. Apparently it's Saika, so that's what I heard. So, anyways, besides this, like I said, you get your traditional, like humans fighting demons, in a sense, and you got some family political stuff happening, and I kind of like that in when it comes to stories and shows and plots, when you start involving a little bit more than your classic fight to like murder, just like 1v1, when there's a like actually some political or some mastermind or something more than just overpowering one with, like, I want some actual decent depth to it. And this show has a decent amount of that. Not as much as you would hope, but on the other side, it has some reasonably good intense fight sequences and plot battles. I would say the character of, oh my god, I just remembered his name, of Seke, that he's a bit underwhelming in a sense as far as his personality. He's pretty down to earth. They really went for this like high mature kind of character, and there's been versions of that have been done better and he's more aloof and a little bit more of a denser character, and they try to have like this other plot character that kind of points things out to kind of like, hey man, you know, this person really likes you, or you know, you got to be careful with this person, you should really be careful to try to hide your abilities and stuff like that. And it kind of plays these things to kind of like, hey, things are happening. But you know, along, it's pretty reasonable. The animation, the art style, it's pretty clean and simple. Who did the animation actually? Studio Blanc? I think that's what it is. Actually, I like that studio. I can see why it looked clean. Like, a lot of their things were clean, amazing. Voice acting, I watched this in Japanese. Voice acting was good. I enjoyed that. The soundtrack, the way, actually, what I mean by voice acting is they have these moments where he was using like chants and kind of reading poetry, and it was like really eerie and interesting. I liked that when it came to him, and just kind of the subcast they chose, like I said, you got your classic hero character, your slave character, and then like an, kind of like an assassin character, and the subcast is pretty reasonable. Nothing really pops off, I would say, besides them. None of those characters really like screamed like, yeah, like, I'm glad you're on the screen with our main probe, or I'm glad we're watching something with just you. They were just there to kind of amplify our main protagonist, and just kind of vice versa. When they were doing something with them, they were being amplified by our main protagonist. So there was nothing really grand, I would say. There were some reasonable plots happening around them, I would say, but nothing to like, whoa, yeah. So yeah, what else can I say about this thing? Like I said, fun, clean animation, good art style for this show, the voice acting is good, plot's reasonable. Like I said, the plot's reasonable. Like, it's nothing to write home about, but if you're looking for a like your OP isekai character with a reasonably interesting twist to the plot towards the end, like the ending, I would say, is just a conclusion for this season. I think it's a finale. If this is the conclusion, if it ended with, because the way the show ended, I was like, okay, interesting, is there more? If not, I'm content. Like, the way the show ended, because it's a 13 episode series, I was like, I'm content with how this series ended. If there's more, I'd be willing to watch more, but I'm good where it ended. Like, it ended with a reasonably big spectacle, and like one of my most favorite so far this year as far as animes. And it ended in this weird, awkward state that I was like, okay, I'm following, because of as far as the how the journey of our character has gone, and the few time skips of just him just developing, I'm like, okay, and then just kind of seeing this, like, so this is how it ends, I'm content. That's how I felt when I finished watching the series, and with, like I said, I watched it in 2 days, and so I was like, it's a reasonable show. I enjoyed it. It was fun because I've read the manga, and I was like, okay, I look forward to seeing what it was. I know it's a winter anime, and I've been catching up. Trust me, I've been trying to catch up. But yeah, that's kind of, those are my just general thoughts. It's a reasonable, okay. Like I said, nothing too grand, but it's an enjoyable watch. So, I'm going to give this one, I'm going to give this one a, wait. Yeah, I'm going to give it a 7. Okay, it's good. It was a good anime. I enjoyed it. I had fun. It was good. 7 out of 10. Nothing too grand, just enjoyable enough some reason, interesting plots, some like FU moments here and there, some OP moments, an interesting, decent finale. I think if it would have, depending on how the finale would have worked and how I wish they played out his character, be like, it's been a while since I've read it, but I know I read it. The way they kind of played out his character, if it's 1-to-1, okay, but it left me underwhelming sometimes, but you know, that's how some characters are written. But it still was reasonably good and I enjoyed it. So yeah, like I said, 7 out of 10. If this is your type of show, go check it out. 13 episodes, I watched it in 2 days. Fun note, I forgot to mention this. The way they did this, this doesn't add or subtract to the score at all, but I really enjoyed how they did their title cards. Like, they kind of intermingled them in the episodes during like certain scenes and like what they did, and I really enjoyed that. I don't know why, that just kind of popped off to me. I'm like, I like that. I like how you did that. I really did. So yeah, let me know what you guys thought about it. Are you gonna watch it, or have you watched it? And let me know your thoughts down in the comments below if you're watching this on YouTube. If you're listening to this on Spotify, leave the comment as well. If you're listening to this on any other podcast platform, thank you. And you can follow me on any of my social medias to continue to know when I'm going to be popping off with other things. So yeah, thanks again for watching or listening. Until next time, see ya.